FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ. Community music, Evan Kraft, Fight on My Knees. Good morning to you at 7:20.
For today's forecast, cloudy, high of 43. This evening, partly cloudy, dropping to a low of 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 45. Currently 28 degrees here at the Junction Center.
Our friend Amy Thurston with us this morning. Her and her husband Steve are the founders of Hope Inspire Love. Good morning again, Amy.
Good morning, Fred.
So fabulous to have you here.
Yes, enjoying it as usual.
Tell us about Hope Inspire Love.
Yes, we are empowering trafficking survivors right here in our community to flourish and thrive. It's about the women and youth we are serving by providing them hope, healing, restoration, and an opportunity for a better future. We are literally putting love into action.
We talked earlier about a free download that you have that is very helpful in helping our listeners spot when human trafficking is going on, what to look for. Why is it so important to educate people and let people know how they could see something happening like that in real time?
It's so important for people to realize it's happening now. And often I use the analogy of like when you buy a new car. So often you're researching the information, trying to learn about it. And then once you know the facts, all of a sudden you see that vehicle everywhere.
Yeah.
And so we feel that if we can help you spot the signs and identify it, then there can be more preventative work that can happen. So one of the things we're actually doing this month, because it's prevention month, we are going around to local schools and we're talking to middle school and high school students on how to prevent trafficking. And our first stop actually tomorrow is Dayspring at Christian
Cool.
Academy.
So Shout out to our friends at Dayspring.
Absolutely. We can't wait to meet you guys tomorrow. And then we're going to continue speaking, going to schools and churches and businesses. And we're using the opportunity to educate. And in the schools, we're using our Flourish curriculum. So allowing students to learn more so that way they do understand, hey, you know, those new shoes they wanted to buy. You know, they think about those shoes. They see them all the time. Then all of a sudden their friends, you know, are wearing them because they've researched it. So we're hoping, just like I said, with the car and the shoes, using our curriculum and helping them with the preventative resources will help them identify it or realize, hey, this could be happening to my friend.
Yeah. If folks want to download that free download, they can do that at your website.
Yes, they can go to hopeinspirelove.org/resources and download it.
You also have the 31 Days of Prayer journal there that folks can get as
Correct.
Well.
Yep.
And I understand you have a seminar coming up. Tell us about
that. Yes, on March 11th. So important because we want you to save that date on your calendars because it's open to the public. It's for parents, caregivers, youth leaders, educators, and churches. So basically includes everybody. We'll be sharing how to keep your kids safe from online traffickers and the review of how pornography is fueling the trafficking industry.
Mm.
You hear that coming up more and more. And so we want to bring awareness to that. And if you're interested in the seminar, we want you to make sure to follow us. Go to our website, like we said, get those resources. But I can't stress this enough. The more that you are aware of what's happening with your youth, this is why we're going into the schools. You know, we're talking about social media, online predators, how they're being lured into this. This isn't like the movie Taken. And I know we've talked about that before.
Right.
It is literally in our own backyards. It's people that they begin to trust. And so we want to help youth understand that. But our parents, right? Our churches, our leaders to say, hey, we need to know what apps are they downloading? What are they hiding behind these apps?
Right.
And how do we have healthy, wholesome conversations? And why it's so important, too, is because one of the survivors we had worked with, she had said, where were you when I was 13 or 14? Because if you would have been there then, none of this would have happened in the future because people didn't believe me back then or nobody was there for me.
Yeah.
So if we can help our community be more aware and help those around us to say, let's take action, we can do something about it.
Coming up Saturday, March the 11th, a seminar. Where is it going to be at?
It's going to be at Victory Church in
Victory
Lancaster.
Church. Very
yes.
cool. And they could get all the info online.
Yes, on our website.
Check it out online. You can go to hopeinspirelove.org. Tomorrow, while Amy's at Dayspring, we're going to be having giveaways tomorrow, Amy. We're very excited to have you as our Winning Wednesday Freedom Pack. Tell us about that.
Yes. So tomorrow, it is Awareness Day. So one, we want to encourage you, be awareness to our community. So do something. So maybe share with somebody something that you've learned, something that you've downloaded from our website. You can make a statement in our community, post on social media. You could put a red X. That's what we're doing. Wearing a red X, and it's to shine a light on slavery. We're making awareness of trafficking right here in our community and saying, hey, let's talk about this. Why are you wearing a red X?
Yeah.
And so with this Winning Wednesday, we want to bring more of you into the life of Hope Inspire Love. So you can go, you know, call in, make sure you're that winner. And in that pack, the 10 freedom packs that we're going to be giving away, they include goodies and our own yummy Oakwood coffee. We talked about our love for coffee,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's fun. And you guys actually brew and make it. It's part of your...
Yeah, it's part of Hope Inspire Love. It helps bring in funds for Hope Inspire Love. And survivors actually help us with this product. Yeah. It's like helping them with job skill training, but also being around a community that's supportive and loving in their healing journey. And they love that they're part of it. You know, they see that coffee and they're like, hey, I'm part of that mission. And knowing that it's in the hands of so many people in our community. So we always tell people, when you're buying our coffee, it's purchasing with purpose. So if you get it in Winning Wednesday, we hope you love it. We roast it weekly. So it's definitely yummy.
You got to tell the story about the plumber at your house. Oh. That's a great story.
We love it. So we had actually a plumber at our house just recently. And over Christmas, we were gathering goodies for businesses that wanted to give back to their employees. And they wanted our coffee in there. And so we're packing all the bags. And this young man comes in our house and he's like, why do you guys have so much of this coffee? My dad drinks this coffee. And he said, it must be really good. And, you know, Steve and I are laughing. And we said, actually, we're gathering an order for a business. And this is the why behind what we do. And he was really moved by it. So we were really grateful. Again, bringing awareness,
I
right?
Love that.
And so having those little conversations. So please, tomorrow, as an awareness day, do something. You know, you may say, I don't know enough yet, but if you just, again, put that red X on your hand or post something on social media, we'd love to share those things that you have. And that way people are saying, hey, they're standing for something good. I can get behind that.
Or download the free download, or you can find out about the 31 Days of Prayer Journal or the upcoming seminar on March the 11th. It's all there, hopeinspirelove.org. And tune in tomorrow and listen for your chance to win. Amy and Steve, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. We're so glad
to. Blessings to you. Back to the music. This is Kate Dobbs in Arms of Jesus on WJTL. Good morning.